USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has told Americans at the city's airport to leave immediately after a credible threat of an attack. The security alert issued on Saturday night said all U.S. citizens in the vicinity of the airport should leave the area and avoid all airport gates. The alert coming after President Biden said earlier on Saturday that he'd been told another attack on the airport was highly likely in the next day or two. Details on the exact nature of the specific and credible threat were not available. And officials in southern Louisiana are urging residents to evacuate as Hurricane Ida bears down on the Gulf Coast. New Orleans' mayor has advised residents to evacuate as several parishes have issued mandatory evacuation orders. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Saturday that Ida has the potential to be one of the strongest storms to ever hit his state. He's also mobilized more than 4,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard, with another 5,000 ready to be called into action if needed. Ida could strengthen into a Category 4 storm before it makes landfall on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Evacuees are still being flown out of Afghanistan as the deadline for the U.S. withdrawal approaches. The State Department estimates there are about 350 Americans still remaining in the country, with at least 5,400 Americans having been evacuated from Afghanistan since the beginning of the operation. But some lawmakers still want more time ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Representative Rob Whitman says that the U.S. should leave Afghanistan only after all Americans are out. The Virginia Republican tells Fox News that the Taliban should not dictate our timeline.
There are still Americans that need to be evacuated. Secondly, is that there's still significant risk to our military members on the ground. And we are still facing a deadline that the president refuses to move. I believe the deadline needs to be extended. I don't think we should be at the mercy of the Taliban telling us when to get out. This needs to be about a single purpose and a single purpose only, and that is getting every American out of Afghanistan. And we should not have the timeline dictated to us by the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
One representative is calling for Congress to return early from recess in order to oversee the state of affairs in Afghanistan. Brad Bernards reports.
Congress needs to return to Washington, D.C. to exercise oversight on the Biden administration's management of the pullout from Afghanistan, Representative Dan Bishop said on Newsmax Friday.
My first thought is that Congress needs to be back in Washington exercising oversight. There are indications of catastrophic ineptitude on the part of the administration managing the entire process, culminating in almost watching in slow motion while brave soldiers were murdered yesterday by terrorists with bombs.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has blamed former President Donald Trump for his administration's agreement with the Taliban as the reason for the crisis now, but Bishop disagreed. He's the president, said Bishop. President Trump's agreement doesn't bind him. He needs to stop making excuses and take on the responsibility. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And when the final Grand Slam of the tennis season starts next week, it will be in front of a captive and vaccinated audience. The U.S. Open will require fans to prove that they've received at least one dose of COVID vaccine before being allowed to enter the venues. Tournament organizers say that masks will also be required for fans who enter an indoor area. Organizers had previously said last week that masks or vaccines would not be required for entry into the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.